Welcome to the MSLA podcast for March 7th, 2024. Today we're talking about owning your mistakes without wearing them as labels. So in life, we make decisions. You like to think that you take all the information that you know at the time, you make your decision, and you make the best possible decision in all instances. Sometimes when that happens, it still doesn't work out the way that we had hoped or the way that we had wanted or the way that we thought or any of that. But then there's other times where like we make decisions, we make choices. And maybe they're not rational. Maybe they're based solely on emotion. Maybe it's like, I don't want to do the best thing. I want to do this thing, whatever that thing is. And it's interesting because we have two things to really talk about here. You know, there are some folks you probably know, or maybe you are one, I don't know, where they just can't be wrong, like ever. Nothing is their fault. This kind of goes into what we were talking about yesterday with blame. Like they're just constantly blaming. So that's that's living a life of denial, right? Everybody is at fault for certain things, to ourselves, to other people. You can't go through life without that happening. Now, the interesting thing, and I think, you know, so that one, it's a little cut and dry. It's like you have to, and there's a lot of reasons as to why somebody won't take ownership for their mistakes. It's usually because of insecurities that they have, or that they're trying to keep a certain place of prestige or power or perceived prestige power. So they can't admit that they're wrong. Now, the other thing is somebody has, you know, they've admitted to others or they've admitted to themselves that they've made decisions that they wish they didn't make, or they made mistakes, whatever. And they do take ownership. They're like, that is absolutely my fault. But then they carry it around with them in life. And you know, the thing is there's a lot of stuff in life. We talked about this a little bit yesterday where, you know, you're without going through the experience, you're not going to know, or even if you knew ahead of time, you're still going to go through the experience and then you're going to learn that way. So when that happens, you want to learn you want to learn as completely and as quickly as possible, even though I would say for all of us, there are mistakes or sabotaging choices or whatever that we make over and over again. You hope that if you make it multiple times, they're going to learn it sooner than later, and you're going to learn what you need to learn and move on. And you're going to work through the stuff that you need to work through, which can be, you know, if we're getting into the reasons why we make the choices that we make, that's a whole nother, my goodness, we could talk probably for, we could do an entire podcast show on that. I'd say a limited edition series, but I think we could turn that into an entire show because that's typically what we do, right? So we do with all of our limited edition series. What's going on, pup? The pup is watching the wall right now, but she's looking back at me. Hello. Hi. Can we get you on camera for anybody that's watching? There's her snout. You see that? She likes to sit here and anyway, so that's what I have going on here at the moment. But you want to learn what you need to learn. But you can't go through life carrying this stuff. Labels in general, assign the labels to yourself. And, you know, if you're assigning labels to yourself, then you can write them. They can be positive. They can be empowering. They can provide strength to you. But a lot of times when people are carrying around labels, especially labels from past choices and decisions and mistakes and all that, these are negative things that they carry with them, which again leads to regret. And then you look back at your life and you're regretting things. And you know, I do believe we all have regrets. But I also believe that like you, regret is like so much of the other stuff we talk about. It's on a sliding scale. And, you know, I think when we look back at our life and what's coming to regrets, we don't want to regret our life as a whole, which I think, honestly, if you're living your life for somebody else, there's a good chance that that's going to happen. You may be in denial for a long time, but I think at some point deep down, you take a look at yourself and you're like, man, you know, I have one life. And that's really what I want to get you guys with this. This is one of the messages of the entire podcast. I want you to be the architect of your own life. That way you build the life that satisfies you and makes you feel fulfilled, happy, or whatever that looks like for you. And you're not looking back with regrets, this painful regret, just regretting your entire life. So that's the thing. Do the best that you can to learn from the mistakes that you make, but do it without wearing them as labels. Because those labels, I mean, we can wear them for, they become part of our identity and we wear them for years, decades. Some folks wear them for their entire life. So now for the question around this, this is going to be more of a poll question. Do you think you own the majority of your mistakes and are able to move forward from them? So it's going to be a yes or no. We'll keep this poll up for a week. So make sure that you answer that. We'll do yes or no today. That's all I have for you. If you have any thoughts, any comments, any questions, you can always email me. That is Daryl@DarylPerry.com. It's Daryl@DarylPerry.com. That's what I have for you today. So thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.